Thank you. What an interesting panel. This is great. I think I'm going to be addressing these same stressed households, but from the point of view of providing care for children. So just sort of start driving this. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So I work for Hesperian Health Guides, and our mission is to provide accessible, practical educational tools that are used to for community health promotion and for training community health workers. We're perhaps best known, and many of you may know us, from Where There Is No Doctor. We, however, develop and sustain materials on a wide range of topics because, from our point of view and from the community's point of view, health is a much more complex issue. And so these issues are not siloed at a community level, and I think this panel actually is demonstrating that, that early childhood development is as much part of health as is gender, as is environmental issues. So that's just a fast overview. Today I'm going to be speaking a little bit about the work that we are doing, the approach that we're taking, and the participatory research that is shaping the development of a new publication we're currently developing called Helping Children Live with HIV. So very briefly, as I think you may be aware, the landscape has changed and is changing rapidly in terms of children living with HIV. And as this slide points out a few of the issues that we're certainly looking at. For our purposes, we've been looking specifically, or rather broadly, at children affected. In other words, children both infected with HIV, who are HIV positive, and children living in households where a family member, either currently living with HIV or who has died, a caregiver, or someone else close to the child is living with HIV. So some of the specific challenges that affect children, regardless of their whether they are infected or affected, include these issues that we've already seen explored about the vulnerability of their household. So economic vulnerability, but in addition, they have additional, obviously, medical problems, and then they are experiencing, because if they are HIV positive, they have specific cognitive disabilities or slower cognitive development. In addition, if they're living in a family where their caregivers are stressed, their ability to develop cognitively is also impacted. HIV-positive children need greater nutrition. They have higher demands for nutrition, and yet they're living probably in households where basic nutrition is even harder to meet. Now, the good news is that although there's still a huge gap between children who are infected with HIV and who are receiving ART, that percentage is increasing, and it's increasing rapidly, and that is really good news. But it opens up a whole new array of problems and challenges for caregivers. A few of those that were identified in the research that we've done to develop this book include, and these are some of the concerns that are really prevalent coming from these families, how to help children take medicines. How to get the kid to swallow the medicines. That's actually a major issue for a lot of families. Dealing with the side effects of treatment, nausea, diarrhea, rashes are primary concerns. Some of the other issues have to do with interactions of those meds. And then how to help the child develop cognitively and healthily. In addition, there's issues around disclosure, which is actually a real significant concern. How and when to tell a child about their HIV status. These are some of the primary concerns that we identified when we were talking with and doing the participatory research to identify issues for support for children who are HIV positive. In addition, there are the kinds of issues around support for children who are vulnerable because of the households they're living in. So the main point for us is that, and this is certainly, I think, one of the issues that I want to stress here, is that these are not issues that can be dealt with or addressed at a clinical level. The primary intervention at this stage, particularly for the child who's under five and the critical ages and stages of development, is an informed and empowered caregiver. That's really where the intervention will make a difference. So So how to actually help that caregiver who's often a sibling, who may be infected themselves, who may be an extended family member, how to help them be empowered and informed requires a really different role for community health workers than has often been thought of, particularly in the context of HIV. So these are some of the issues that we are trying to focus on in terms of how community members and community health workers, community volunteers can support these more vulnerable caregivers in the kind of context of supporting children living with HIV. So certainly ranging from HIV prevention, infection prevention, secondary infection prevention, common health problems that emerge, and importantly, the psychosocial developmental support that children need. So the approach that we are taking as guided by this research is really to provide practical, accessible information that caregivers can use to address their day-to-day concerns. And I listed some of the day-to-day concerns that caregivers have really indicated are important to them. In addition, providing information about critical developmental needs of children 0 to 5, which are true for all children, but children affected by HIV, because of their vulnerability, need extra attention and often receive even less of it due to the disruption and distraction of their caregivers. Certainly trying to approach an integrated psychosocial as well as medical intervention is critical. One of the things that we've really noted as well is that caregivers, particularly because of their vulnerability, need extra support and modeling in terms of good interactions and healthy interactions with their children and the children they're caring for. So we're taking an asset-based approach in addressing this material. And that includes advice about palliative care, and I want to stress that's one of the things that tends to get ignored for young children is palliative care, and yet is really crucial. Addressing their discomfort has a huge impact on their overall developmental health. Good guidance for navigating issues around stigma, strategies for mobilization, strategies for supportive caregivers, and very practical advice on these kinds of topics. So in the process, we consulted with families and caregivers and community health workers providing support to identify some of the biggest challenges, and then have been field testing the draft materials to obtain more feedback about how to make sure that this is really relevant cross-culturally and accessible information. I'll briefly describe our field testing process. So far, we've tested 5 modules with 13 community-based partners in 8 countries, mostly in Southern Africa, Southern and Eastern Africa. We're also field testing in India. Over 180 people have participated in those discussions. They're mostly caregivers and family members of HIV-affected households and community health workers providing direct support to those families. We've also had experienced trainers reviewing this content to make sure that from a technical perspective in their countries and in their context, it's accurate. So this is some of the feedback that we've received. Some of the areas where we've received the most, I'd say, strong positive feedback has been meeting the need of learning skills to improve communication and building trust. So again, psychosocial is a major area that has been underattended. We've focused so much on just ensuring that the children receive ART that thinking about their psychosocial development has been underattended. And health workers and family members are really needing and feeling the lack of the skills that they need to support that area. In addition, concerns around keeping children on ART has been one of the bigger areas, both because there are side effects that develop, because it's hard to keep children continuing to take medicine on a regular basis, and because of some misperceptions about whether or not once a child is starting to look healthier and feel better, whether they need to continue. These are some of the issues that have also really emerged, and we've been encouraged to strengthen our materials as a result in those areas. These are some specific suggestions that participants have added and told us to emphasize. We've gained a lot around how to respect and incorporate cultural traditions. Certainly a lot of information about superstitions regarding treatment. Again, I want to emphasize that a concern that just seems to come up universally is concerns about how to have appropriate conversations about children, about their status, at what age and how to do it. So here's a few quotes from a couple of the organizations that helped us field test. Illustrations were certainly appreciated. The positive attitude and the ways in which some of this information really helps guide people to build stronger positive attitudes about children living with HIV to address and counteract stigma in the communities has also been a strong theme that's emerged. So very briefly, about this time next year, I hope we're going to be looking at a print edition of this book in English. And shortly after that, we'll be distributing it in various digital formats. I wanted to say briefly that even 5 years ago, people thinking about digital formats for distributing information for families and caregivers would have seemed alien. But we made an online platform that's mobile friendly, and in the last year it's had over 5 million unique users coming from all over the world, and we're proud to say that Kenya actually is the number 17 in number 16 now in countries where people are coming from online using mobile devices to find that information. They're looking for sexual and reproductive health information right now. They'll be looking for this information, we hope, soon, and in multiple languages. We hope to make it available in Swahili, French, Portuguese, and other languages quickly. So thank you very much.